Good evening and welcome to Missions in the Backyard. It's a thrill for me every week to find out what's going on in the world and what's especially going on in our backyard. And tonight I've got a special guest. David Ferris is from Desert Springs Ministry. And if you haven't heard about David and heard what he's doing on foreign turf, you need to pay attention because we're going to pack a lot into this 13 minutes. David, welcome back to our program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you're back from Sicily in Africa.
Yes, that's right.
So how many times a year do you go overseas?
We're trying to go once or twice a year. And, we'd love to go three, but two is necessary. It's pretty much what we need.
Let's get back to the root, because David came into my office and had this little chip that he was going to share with me. And when I say chip, I mean it's a small chip. It's about maybe a half an inch by an inch, okay? And I said, what on earth is this? David, talk about this. Talk about how you ever came up with this. Okay. And then we'll talk about the impact that it can have.
Well, we were in the country of Chad working to try to find out what we could do for God there. And we found out that there were a lot of people that had cell phones. It's like, and the Lord kind of put in my heart, put the radio program that you made onto those cards. And I did. And it was just before the big Ramadan holiday that's just over with us here. And I put the radio programs on, and it just took off. People, by the time we were done, in 18 months, we had given out over 5,000 of those cards with the Bible on them and with the Jesus film on them and with other things about Christian radio programs to kind of help people to grow in the Lord.
The whole Bible's on this.
That one there, it probably just has a New Testament.
Okay.
But we just have to double the size, and that's not a big deal. It's just a couple more dollars.
Wow, I tell you what, it's incredible. I wish it was TV so that you could see this little thing. And then we've got a two-way radio that allows this chip to go in, and not only do we reach an individual, we reach a whole community. Obviously it's a village.
Yes.
And the village does not have sophisticated equipment like this.
Right.
These are only $25, these radios. And, if I was going to do a fundraiser for David, this is incredible, because he's got these little units that are only a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
Then he's got a radio that'll reach a community for $25. And I bet every one of you listening would give $25 to reach a community for Jesus Christ. If you thought $25 would reach a community, you'd be all in. My guest tonight is David Ferris, and you can find out all this information on dsm.world. D as in dog, dsm.world. That's Desert Springs Ministries, and David is right here in our back dooryard in Herman, Maine, and he's got a couple of things that we're going to share, so I hope you'll stay tuned for 15 minutes and hear a little bit more about this, because it just excites me to realize that I could do this for a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing, a dollar. Yeah.
Well, what happened was, what's even more exciting is that we kind of saw that refugee crisis explode, and people started asking for cards in different languages. And so we went to Italy to help out with that. And the churches were kind of, what do we do to help out these refugees? And the Lord gave us, took that, what we had learned, done in Chad, and moved it forward to help out these refugees that are coming on the boats from Africa to try to get freedom and safety from Syria and the other crises going on.
It's just absolutely amazing. It just baffles my mind that technology has gone this far. How many different languages, David, have you gotten now?
Well, at this time, we have 65. We have 8 more requested, so it keeps growing.
Wow. Did you ever think, just take 1 minute and tell, how did you ever come up with this, David, in the first place?
Well,
Desert Springs Ministries.
It just step by step by step, seeing the need. Like we would see a need, we'd meet the need with the technology available to us. And then there'd be, as we finished being able to accomplish that, there was another need before us. And we just have been, we went from working in Chad to going beyond Chad to Africa. And now we have languages from the Middle East and Asia and Africa and Europe that are being reached. People on some of the prostitutes in Holland and in England and other places are from other countries, and these cards are going out to these, as you know, what we're doing here is going out to reach out to these different groups.
Unbelievable that we could actually impact them. And we're going to have these brochures here. If you happen to listen to this program, we got some brochures here. It's called Hidden Gems of the Island. And you say, well, wait a minute, what's that got to do with Desert Springs Ministries? Well, every one of you are going to Bar Harbor sometime during this season. Now, whether you go before all the tourists come or after all the tourists come, you're going, just like I'm going. Okay, you're going to have your favorite seafood, or you're going to go by and get your favorite ice cream, or you're just going to stand there in the park and overlook the ocean. But you're going to go. And we have these beautiful brochures that David has done, put together, and they're called Hidden Gems of the Island. Now, it's got some favorite places to visit.
Right, and places that aren't as well known, so the lines are shorter, and the food is just as good. Sometimes it's even a little better. And the shopping's, there's some places, unique places that people don't necessarily know to go to.
You've even put a place for gifts on there. So
right, we have a little place for a shopping list. We have ideas for next year, just kind of to be a blessing to those that may be listening today. We wanted to make that available to people.
It's a colored brochure. They're right here on. They'll be right here on my counter, and you can come in and pick them up. He's got a suggested donation of $1, but if you want to take one, you can do that. But he really wants you to find out about his ministry and to start praying for his ministry. It's got a whole page in there on about the author, about what he does, as well as some wonderful pages on these hidden treasures down that's not so far away in our backyard.
Absolutely.
And you can get out and pick up your favorite gifts and things like that. So that's right there in Bar Harbor. These will be on the counter, and I'll mention them if I get time again. My guest tonight is David Ferris. David is from Herman, Maine. It's called Desert Springs Ministries, and he is doing a work with these little, what do I actually call them, chips?
Micro SD cards.
Micro SD cards.
We like to call them micro Bibles.
Micro Bibles. I mean, the Bible, the Jesus story. What else did you say?
Yeah, the Bible in audio form, so that people don't have to learn how to read before they start to listen.
In their language.
In their language, the Jesus film. Evangelistic videos about people coming to Christ and getting to know him personally.
Yes.
And also radio programs to edify and to build people up, because sometimes they're not able to listen to the radio program when it's available, but they're able to listen on the cards whenever they're able to.
And I'm looking at a chip that's about a half an inch by 1 inch, okay? And it slides right in this two-way radio. It's a world radio. They're only $25 a piece. And, you know, that's pretty interesting, because these chips, how much does it cost to make the chips themselves?
Just $4.
$4. Mm-hmm. So every time they make $4, they have an opportunity to reach and...
Right. They're reaching out to maybe a refugee who's in a camp and needing a little bit of encouragement, wondering why have I survived and why did everybody else on the boat die? Or, you know, why is my family still struggling? What am I going to do? They can listen to the Psalms and kind of get some edification and encouragement and let them know. Or they may be in a village where they're surrounded by Muslims, but they've been asking questions, and they're afraid of letting anybody know that they're interested. If a foreigner came up to them and started talking to them, everybody in the community would say, what did he say to you, and what was he all about? But having this card in, when they have a moment when nobody's watching, maybe under a tree, they'll turn on their phone and they'll watch a film about Jesus.
Wow. And obviously it has the chip that actually fits in any of your smartphones. And what is this little radio called? This little thing, it looks like your latest technology, okay? It's got fast forward, it's got stop, it's got pause, and it's got all of those interesting little buttons on it. But it's only about 2 inches.
Yes.
In size. Now, I could, I see a slip here on the side. You can actually slide that chip right in.
That's where the chip goes in, yeah.
And I assume that earphones fit right in.
Right. You know, some people don't have a mobile phone, and we didn't want to leave them out either. So for them, we have this $1 micro Bible player. They put the card into there, and they're able to listen at their leisure, at their discretion with that.
So you, David, through Desert Springs Ministry, purchase these?
Yes, that's
and
right.
And deliver them over there? Is
yes,
that what you do?
Yes.
On
and
your missions trips?
That's right. And we're helping the churches. You see, the churches that are having the refugees on their backyard, wondering, what can I do to help out these refugees that are coming in? What can I do to help them? Well, we can say, here, give them the Bible in their language. And then they let us know what languages they need, and we make it happen.
Well, I don't think we even need to go to the why. I always like to ask the why question. I don't think it's even needed. I don't think there is a why. We got lost people that are never going to hear any other way. And they've got an opportunity through Desert Springs Ministries and getting these over there. How could our audience help you?
Well, we have need for cards, and we we're looking for donations to help us to be able to buy more cards, because we would like to see in the next 7 years 7 million cards to be able to help meet the needs that are out there.
So any denomination of $4, you could buy one for $4.
Right.
You could buy 10 for $40. You could buy 100 of them for $400. And I'll give you the information on how to do that. And be assured that when you buy these, and what languages, just name some of the languages. Just name some of them.
We have a card in Urdu. We have a card in Pashto.
And what? Where would these countries be? I mean, where would
Urdu
these people be?
Urdu would be in, it would be Afghanistan, Pakistan. Pashto is Pakistan mostly. We have Bangladeshi. These are where the refugees are coming from. We also have several different Arabics to be able to help Sudanese Arabs or Libyan Arabs or Syrian Arabs. And these are people have come from these places and said, I want to have the Bible. What about my language? And we said, okay, we're going to make it happen. And that's why we have these cards in the different languages. These are our master cards right here.
If you want to know more about this, contact David Ferris. I'm going to give you a phone number, okay? And I'll say it real slow. Grab your pencil. Say, grab a pen out of the glove box there or wherever you're listening right now and get a pencil. I'll give it to you. We've got all this information here, by the way. David Ferris, 735-8595. 735-8595. Once again, it's Desert Springs Ministries, and you can find him on the web at DSM. D is in dog, S is in Sam, M is in money. Money is one of the biggest needs, and I like any missionary, they could pray for you.
Oh yeah, well, we need prayer. It's a spiritual battle to do this. The enemy, we're making an impact, and the enemy knows it, and so we're facing battles, but the Lord, the greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
You got it. I'll tell you.
And we need the prayer.
And David is right here in our back dooryard. And I want to end the program by mentioning you could buy these little radios for $1 a piece. So $1 gets a radio. You could buy 10 of them. You could buy 100 of them. There's all anybody can be involved in this. Okay. From the smallest child who will give $1 to the ones that can do $25 radios. Any or all of those. Now, I have Hidden Gems of Island. Hidden Gems of the Island. That's talking about Bar Harbor, Maine. Somebody we all know about, okay? You stop by our studios right here on Outer Broadway, 1476 Broadway. You've heard the program and pick up one of these. Number one, excuse me, an irritating cough, but forgive me. This has got a half a dozen places for you to visit in Bar Harbor, and it's got a bio of David Ferris, and you can find out more information.
It's also about the ministry we're involved in.
It's about the ministry, so there's all kinds of things in here for you to do, and it's a beautiful colored brochure. I'm going to have them right here on the counter. I hope they'll all disappear, and so does David. David, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate
and,
it.
And we'll have you again in the fall and, just find out what's going on here in the ministry and the impact of the radio station. But we want to encourage you, get involved in missions. There's missionaries around the world. Find out who your church is supporting. If you don't know anybody there, get involved with ours. We've got a number of missionaries. David, thanks again.
Well, God bless you guys.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. Missions in the Backyard. And if you've got a mission that's going on and people don't know about it and they need to, Tom at WHCFFM.com.